Talmud, Rashi, and the Tafel Yomid. So the Gemara says you learn out Pishtun, specifically Pishtun. Yetzim and Eitz is only Pishtun and also Tzemer, but not Eitz from Mishkan. It says oil by the partial Tumas Meis. The Mishkan, the Lehava Beis Shum, Yetzim and Eitz, Ela Pishtun. The curtains did not have anything made out of wood. They only had flax in it. Can you see Vesa Urias, Shesh Mosh Zor? The 10 bottom Urias contained Shesh Mosh Zor. Shesh is linen. So the Morris says if I'm learning out from there, I should learn out Shazurim, the Tush Balaz, the Ksiv Mosh Zor. It has to be Shazurim, which means it's made out of. Each thread is put in together into larger threads. The chutin kapel shisha. Kedemina perik boaloi the set of yuma. We had the more yuma. That the worm should never behen sheish. Chutin kapel shisha. Whenever it says sheish, it means that the thread was a braid of six threads. Mikasha. If you would ask the following question. Kima the Yoba from Mishkan. So much we had in the first parak that there's a concept of anything which is mal. Well, anything which is mal in the mace pass extends tuma. We're learning over here. There's a din of oil, and the pasuk says anything which is in the oil becomes tummy. But we're saying the oil is only learned from the Mishkan. So how do I know if you take a piece of wood and you put it over the mace? And it's a tefach wide, it transfers tumah to something else. Where does that come from? That's tumas oil, but we're learning over here that oil is limited to pishtun. Or the Mishnah says if a person is mile, on kalim, and he's mile on something else, he functions as a way to maybe tumah. He's an oil. So kalim ba'olam shetachas gag habayis, choshar oilim. The loy dumb of the Mishkan, so the house acts as an oil. It's made out of wood. All other oil in the loy dumb of the Mishkan, which is not dumb into Mishkan, made all into Bitama. How do we know that there's too much oil and all these other things? So that's the kasha. So Grashi Vesifri, Tanya, and I lost the Shar Hamilim to oil. How do we know that other, there's one din of oil which in itself becomes Tamay and it also brings Tuma? There's another din of an oil which doesn't become tamei. How do you know it also has a din of oil? Amarta ma mitzara kal, also by kolamalk. So by mitzara, there's a concept of tumas. Mitzara is the only other tumah which has something similar to a tumas oil. Mitzara is a locha that if the mitzara comes into a room, everything in the room becomes tamei. So we learn out from mitzara that halacha to tumas oil. It's not exactly the same because it's a loch over there of bia, not of oil alone. Because the Mishnah says that a mitzvah wants to, in a case where it wasn't a ear which had a wall, but there's no din of shaluch mitzvah from the city, so he wants to come to Beis HaKnesses. So the Mishnah says he comes in first, and he goes behind a curtain, whatever it is. And he leaves last, there's no tumah. Him being there doesn't create tumah. What generates tumah is the act of coming in, or the coming in, which generates the tumah, and the coming out. So if he comes in first and goes to his place, and then everybody else comes in, they're not tumah by mitzvah. By mace, that situation would be tumah, because the mace is an oil, he's creating tumah. But the mace, there is some element of the idea that once he comes in, he generates tumah to everything else in the room. So you learn out a din of tumah's oil from mitzvah to mace. So Morris says maybe crush him also. I can crush him. Maybe the eighth time he ate oil.
How do we know there's a difference then by the material itself becoming tamei to make that distinction?
Well, the pasuk says that there's a din of being maz on the oil also. So that's what that there, we know. There are at least there is a case in the pasuk which is that the oil itself becomes tamei. By Mitzvah, you don't have the oil becoming Tomei. So we're learning out everything else, learning out from not. So the pasuk is talking about an oil made out of tzemer pishtim. So that it itself is tamei. An oil made out of wood had a. And we know this. We learn out the halacha of the person himself is mile on the mace. He's also tamei. But that's. Something made out of wood that it's it itself is not tome unless it's in the form of a kli, which also has a din of tumas oil, but it's something else because you're learning out from a tzara where there the house itself is not tome, it's just the people inside which are tome. Okay, the Marsha Kasha, Rashi, that maybe the Krushim also, Afkan Krushim, but Ema, the Eitz Nami Ikra Oil. So Tosfos has a problem, which is an obvious problem. I mean, the Krushim were walls. The founders are not, the walls are not considered an oil. What was the Havmin to say that we should learn out from Krushim? That H should be valid as for an oil from the fact that Krushim are walls for the Mishkan. What exactly is the Kasha? So Tosfos learns the Kasha is that maybe we should say that the only way you can have a valid oil of Pishkan is if you have walls of H supporting it. In other words, we should learn out. Just so, this is what we were taking from. That's going to be your source, and that's going to be the way it's going to be. So let's learn it like that. So Tosfos learns. Mishkan Kari Mishkan. Mishkan is called the Mishkan, and not the Krushim are called Mishkan. Going, what's that? Esa Yerias Sheish Moshzor or Mishkan Ikri Oil Dechsev Esa Mishkan Oil Moed. So the Mishkan is an oil. A Mishkan is the ten Yerias. That's made out of linen or wool. But the walls themselves are called Krushim la Mishkan. The Mora says, it says, Michsa lo oil. So we should say, Hanami, the Michsa Arbis la oil. Vinyin Tsumi Nami lo Mikabel. Because it says they're a Michsa lo oil, they're not an oil themselves. The same way you're saying the same type of drasha of this construct of blank le means this isn't that, this is just a helper for that. So the Morris says that Yerba Lozer had a shiloh by Orbehema Tzimeya. Well, right now we're not even sure about Orbehema Tahara. Hash Orbehema Tahara, you're going to add me Adamim, the skins of Elim. Of rams, which you dyed red, are not going to be metame according to this potential, this pshat. So, or behemoth mayor for sure. So, what was? Why is he assuming? Where does that come from? The Morse is over there. It's different. That we have a pasuk where it says Yerias Mishkan Oil Moed Mixeyu altogether. So, we're not matatun Ashlei Esrei Yerias Izim Loyal Al Mishkan. The ten. The 11 urea is made out of the goat's hair, which are the oil on the Mishkan. The Mishkan Hainu Es Urias and Chaboris because it's all the Mishkan is referring to the 10 urias which are connected with the cross the hooks, gold hooks. In the Malamihan oil urias ezim. There's another layer of oil of urias ezim. And the Malamihem, Mixah Arbis, and on top of that, there's a layer of the Arbis. So all of them are equated. What you should be left with, which is problematic, is the same pasuk which equates the ore Shesh Moshe to linen also equates the one's matter of goat's hair. So we should walk away with that a goat's hair oil is Mekabel, has dinam an oil. So Tosfos before asked B'chal, you know the pasuk referring to that. Tosfos answered that, but at this point, this step of the where we make the hekesh, Tosfos doesn't address that. I'm not sure what to do with that. Okay, Gufa, we had before. Rabbi Elazar had a shayla. Or behemet tameo, mashi tamei tumas oilin. Is the skin of a behemoth tamei, does it have tumas oil? The verse says, "My coming boil it." What is exactly his this question? We're going out from the Mishkan, and over there, the skins of the animals, as far as you know, was tor. So if I have no makor for it, so it shouldn't be tamei. Where it says, his question really was, what was the tachash? The pasuk says there was a mikseh of elim and adamim, and there was a mikseh of tchashim. So what was the tachash? Was it tomei hoyo? Or tahor hoyo? And the afkavira would be the skin of a behema, which is tameya. Will we learn it from the Tachash or not? Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef says, "My Tiborle, why should he have such a shayla?" Tanina, we learned in a brisa actually. The Huchshu leMelechas Shemayim, Elar Behemet Tahara Bovad. For Melechas Shemayim, you have to use the skins of Behemet Tahara. So it's not that includes the Mishkan. Okay. Most of Rabbi Abba had the following question. Bryce says, Rabbi Hudaimer, there were two layers of so the Mishkan really was four layers total. There was the lower curtains or tapestries. Then there's a second layer made out of goat's hair. And there were two layers of skins.
Thank you.
Right, that's the Gemara. Well, it says the mechsel la oil arose eli me'adamim. When we say arose to chashim elamola, you should make a mechsel la oil of arose eli me'adamim, of skins of elim, which have been made red, which have been dyed red. So the skins of rams have been dyed red. And when we say and a covering of arose to chashim elamola above elamola. So Rabbi Huda understands the pasuk to mean it's two independent covers. That's how we have it in the Bryce over here. That, which is the pshuta of the pasuk, you make a mix of the oil of Oros Elim Me'odamim, u'mixei Oros Tuchashim Me'lamala, and then another layer of the mix of Oros Tuchashim on top of that. Shnei mixos hayu, echad shel Oros Elim Me'odamim, v'echad shel Oros Tuchashim. Mechem amr mixa echad hayu, it was only one covering, which was made out of, you know, combination of the two. We're done with Kimin Tala Ilan, and it was comparable to Tala Ilan. Tala Ilan, Rashi says, was a non-kosher wild animal, which was spotted. Now, I'm not sure, but I think with Kimotal Elon is not going back specifically on Rabbi Nechemiah, it's going back on our Erste Chashim in general. So it's like Tali Elon. The Moor says, well, Tali Elon is Tamehu. If it's like Tali Elon, Tali Elon was a non kosher edible. So Rabbi Yosef was assuming that the Chashim were kosher, like why is he assuming that? Rabbi Lozo, who's having a Shaila, what's his Shaila? It wasn't Tala Ilan. It was a kosher skin which looks like Tala Ilan in the fact that it had many colors. That's why we translate the word tachash as saskarno. What does saskarno mean? Shesos, it's happy, or it's enjoying, the gavonim harbe. So sas, it's sos, gavno, which is its coloring. It's proud of its various colors. So that's what tachash is called. That's Unklus, yeah. Okay. So that's Rabbi Lozer Shaila. Rabbi Omer, or Behemet Tzemeya, the Metzama Boyo, Hameis, Mihocha. So, without relying on the Tachash, Rabbi says we have a different source, which even if you assume the Tachash was something which is Tor, but we have a different source that Or Behemet Tzemeya is going to have a dinner to Messiah. The post says Oy Be'or. Rashi says it could have said O Or. So the extra base is Reba coming to include Or Behemoth Tumeya. It's going to be Marba Or Behemoth Tumeya. Or it's also coming to include Mishaloka Biyat Koyen, that when the Nega only occurred to the item while it's by the Koyen, it had not. You know, he brought to the Kohen, didn't have a Negan, it wasn't a valid Negan, and the new Negan appeared then. So, I'm not sure exactly what the Chavim is. I would think that after there's a Halacha, you have to bring it to show it to the Kohen, ready to buy the Kohen. So there's no Halacha of Tuma. And it's also being Marba, Chotzes Mikulon, Vasa Achas Mehen. The Pasuk makes a list of various different materials. And he cuts out these various different materials and makes a bag out of all of them, these things together. It has semer, it has pishtim, it has or. You make a bag out of semenayin. How do I know that these things are also have a dinner tumas nagoya? Oy b'chom alech azor. Maybe you read it. Or Oyba Or is Marba Or Behemet Tzemeya. And Shalach Abiyat Koyen. Chatzim Mikulon is from the Pasuk of Oyba Chomalach Ozor. That's the price. So Rabbi says, we learn out from Mitzara to Tubas Oyel that Or Behemet Tzemeya is also Tabe. Gemara says, no, no, no good, because we can mifrik, we can ask a kasha on the limud. It's a mamatzino. So malagot negoyim shekem etam eshesib ordim. Shekem eshesib ordim tovim behem. The Torah is more machber by negoyim. Shekem eshesib ordim is more machber by negoyim. And even eshesib ordim is tovim, so maybe that's why. Or behem etameya also has a din of accepting tumas negoyim. The Yom HaNatz from there, that should have the same din as regular or in regards to tumas oil, you can't color it out. El Gaber Bishvotzim, Titania or to the Sheretz touched an or in the other or behemet to her or behemet to meyam in nai Tamalemer. It says oi or extra vav. So we're not from Shrotzim to Meis. Because the Mifrach Mala Shrotzim she came in Tamim B'Chadash. Again, Shrotzim have a Chumra over Meis. So the shear of Tumah by Shrotzim, the dead Sheretz, is the size of a Kadasha. And by Meis, the shear is a Kadayas, which is much bigger. Some verses back, you can't argue that the source of the tumah is the size of the kedasha, because the goyim don't have the size of the kedasha. Still, they have a din of any type of skin, even tmehem and tmeyah. B'chaser a din. So now you have a matz. Now you have a matzah. The goyim have the ma'ala shesivar. Shrotzim have the ma'ala kedasha. That which this one's mile is not that one's mile, nor vice versa. So the sovah behen or tummy behen, vosor behemet to meyak or behemet to her. That or is tummy, and there's no difference what type of or it is. So then, therefore, afani avi oilamesh or tummy boy, menasa boy or behemet to meyak or behemet to her. So I learn out to behema or behemet to meyak. So that's the source. I'm the Rabbi Barnish the Rosh. Rabbi from Barnish asks Rosh. It's not our regular Rabbi. He was much later. This Rabbi was much later. So he asked Ravashi. He could remember. I saw him a pircha. Malat zad hashavush ben shekain tameim bepachos mikazayis. Tamer beishen b'tamel bekazayis. Both a kadasha and a kigris are smaller than a kazayis. So they have in common a chumra over mace that they don't need a, neither one needs a kazayas. So how do we know or behemet semeya by oil of mace? So Elam Rava brings the report. Let's see Rashi. My coming boil late. That's what happened on the page. Hami Mishkan Garmalot. Rabbi Elazar, Grish, you learn from the Mishkan. The Albereish Shmaitu. Begin to say that. So he's Rabbi Elazar was the one who said you learn from Mishkan. The Hashem Tahara he Havi Lamelechus Mishkan. The one which they used was Torah. Here is the Mishkan of Hoya. Chetzim Shal Elam, Chetzim Shal Tchoshim. It's half ram skin, half Tchosh Takash skin. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ulamala, the Kroah, Akhavayoksi. So at the end, but Mr. Aras, Tachashim, Milamala, that word Milamala is not going back on one layer and you put another layer of Aras Tachashim above it. Rather, Milamala is going back on both of them together. Milamala, the Kroah, Akhavayoksi, the Bain Elim, Bain Tachashim, Hoyim, Mitzah, Echad, Milamala, the oil, Yubis. They were above the oil of the layer of the Urias season. So Tala Ilan, Chayat Mei, Umanumeris Begabonim, is Chayat Mei, which is many scholars, many multi colored, variegated. Yachis Yativ, Yehuda was saying, well, that would fit very nicely with Shesos, Shesameach, Beyofiov, Begabonim. It enjoys its beauty of its colors. Or of Or, Gabi Nagoyim, see, it says, Oi Ba'or, Habi Motzel Mithlav, Oi Or, so that's the base, is Marba, Or Behem and Sameach. Mishalachi Beyat Kayin. Wasn't the neg originally, now developed a neg. Or causes me call him pasik, all the things together in the pasik you made into one big piece of material. So how do I know? We have a pasik to be marba then. So you learn from the goyim, the verse says the goyim has shesi b'orim. So you learn out from second. So that's the end of the Mamatzino. So by I learn out from that's the end of the Matzad. I learn out from this Matzad to Orbe Oil Amaz. Because we have your Makash Oil Matzad. So we know Oris Tomei, and now we remember who did Orbe Hemet Tomei. Okay, so the more El Amar Rabbi Bernish. So Rabbi Bernish says, but they saw that they have a matzah, they both don't need the kazayas. So Rabbi Bernish says, Asya Mikabel Chaimer, me noitzah shalizim. So you learn from Mikabel Chaimer, me noitzah shalizim. Shein Mitzame ben Agoyim. It's not Semer Pishtim, so it doesn't have Tumas Nega. It is Mitzame Boil Amaz, and it's because the Pasuk clearly talks about the oil when the Mishkan referring to Netzach Elizim. So it is Tumas Mace. So Arbe Hemet Tameya, Shein Mitzame ben Agoyim. Eno Din Shein Mitzame Boil Amaz. So we're Marba Arbe Hemet Tameya by Nega. So, Noitza, which is not Tomei Benega, is Tomei Bemeis, or Rema Tomei, which is Tomei Benega, but sure should be Tomei Bemeis. Okay. So, we now have in Marba, or Behema Tomei, or Behema Tomei has a Tumas oil, Zakrashi. You make an oil out of goat's hair. The case of the pasuk of the oil by Mishkan is clearly referring to the Urias season. This Rashi, hold it, Steve, the Swarm, quote, Pomasa Isim, those, that phrase, Lord, you're seen on it. You're not wrong gears. The Mahachal, Lord, Nafkilon, oil, that possible Pomasa Isim, we would not learn out oil. The Bekalim, hold it, Steve, Kedomer, Baalma, Lahobi, Dabra, Bomin, Isim, Minar Kanaim, Minar Tlafim. Check, make sure I'm right. The pasuk in Kukas says Komaisa Izin. No, it's in Parshas Matos. Chobere v'chol kliyor v'chol maaseh yizim v'chol kliyetz tischato. So there was a locha, they came back from the war, so they said everything has in the tumas has shivas yamin, because they were in contact with the people which died in the battle. He says v'chol begel v'chol kliyor v'chol maaseh yizim. So you see, maaseh yizim is an oil. So Rashi says that's incorrect, because Rashi, the Chumar says l'havi kli, to refer to a kli which is made out of the karnayim, the horns, that's the fire of the hooves, that's almost in the bones. So a kli made out of bone is the kabel tumma. That's what the pasuk is referring to. It's not referring to a halach of oil. So that wouldn't be a good source. Elements, it's much like this. Ella. Hold the Tanur of Yosef. La huchshu melechus shemayim ella or behemet tahara bilvat. My hilchus. Rav Yosef used to tell us that the Mishkan was only acceptable or behemet tahara. We're not building a Mishkan. So, why is it important that if the reference was back to the Mishkan, it's only important to tell me that if it has a ramification to something else. So if you learn out that therefore oil which is learned from Mishkan is only by Or Behema Tahara, so I have a purpose. But now that you're telling me that you might be even Or Behema Tameo, so what was Rabbi Yosef's point? Mar says, my health is Mar says, the tefillin. You learn out that the tefillin have to be written on the skin of a behemoth to her. The Mishnah says, tefillin, v'hedeksivuhu. Excuse me. There is, the Torah says explicitly, you must write it on or of a behemoth to her. Because it says, l'man, tia, Torah Hashem, b'ficho. You should have the Torah Hashem in your mouth. V'darshin min amutr b'ficho. It has to be something which is permitted to put in your mouth. So the Torah says explicitly that the tefillin have to be written on or behemoth tahara. So I don't need Rabbi Yosef's kiddush for that.
It's only the men. It doesn't have to be the shkita.
No, you don't need shkita. Yeah. Okay. Where it says El Aron, that it's the gayer for the skin, the bottom, the skin. What's used for the skin? In other words, that's referring to the parshias. How do you know that the batim have to be made out of or behemoth tahara? That's Rabbi Yosef's halacha. The Gemara says the vayter, no. V'omer abaya shin shel tefillin halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So there's once you're saying that you write a shem Hashem on the tefillin, Pashas that goes into the man, you write the tefillin in order to the man tia Torah Hashem b'ficho. So there's a form of writing on the bottom also, because there must be a shin there. El the Mor says lekarchan b'saron l'tarfa megidin. That which we wrap our tefillin, we put inside the bottom. They wrap the tefillin in hair from an animal, and they use ginnin to tie it up. So I would know that those have to be from Behemoth Tahara, were not for the halacha of that Rabbi Yosef said. The Mor says, "Hanami halacha l'moshe m'sinai." Who? It's Hanya Tefillin Merubos halacha l'moshe m'sinai. They have to be square, based on halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. They have to be that the tefillin themselves have to be square. And nichrochus b'saron b'nitforis begidin. They have to be wrapped in its sar, and they have to be nitra in its skin. So the language is b'saron in its sar means the same hair of that used for the cloth. That's part of the loch of Moshe Sinai. Nichrochus b'saron b'nitforis begidon. And its sarin and its gid. Okay.
Do you actually have to use the same animal?
I don't think so. But no, not that I'm aware of. I've never heard of that. That you have to, but it means so. We're assuming Vesara means that means that same type of mint. It's referring to the Ritzuas. The Mordechai says, "Well, Rabbi Yitzchak, Ritzuas Shcharos Halacha Moshe Messina. There's Halacha Moshe Messina. They have to be black." The Mordechai says, "That's very nice. He the Gemiri Shcharos Taharis Mi Gemiri. We have no Halacha Moshe Messina. They have to be Dafka Tor. So that's why I need Rabbi Yosef's Brisa to tell me that it has to be from the skin of an animal which is Tahar." They're wrapped inside the phone are wrapped around with Minsar.
Probably the picture of soul, no?
Yeah. One of the where is that tefillin? You see it?
Yeah.
Here. Right, here's your you have to have at least two saras over there, and then you wrap it around, and then that's a little sar which is coming out from your in your shavroish, the little hairs sticking up, they're coming out from inside. Let's see Rashi. Whatever was in the Mishkan was in the Mishkan. That's what is he teaching of? It's just the Gaya that was in the Mishkan. Why is it important to tell me? We're not building a Mishkan. So it's the Gaya because you want to learn from it. What are you learning from it? If you tell me it's Lav Dav Katara, the Tefillin, Itmar, the Hinami Melech HaShemayim. So Melech HaShemayim wasn't referring to building the Mishkan. That's the obvious Melech HaShemayim. But it means any holy usage, including tefillin. Where it says the klaf is obvious. Where answered Lauren or the fushalahen, the skin of the box which holds it. So ksavim shal parshias menochem by that the parshias are written put inside. The high lo milaman tia nafka da lav terek sibebe. It says the mantia teres Hashem beficha. So Torah Hashem, that which is the part of the Torah Hashem, that the written part, which is the part of the Torah, has to be beficha. Or it says, but the skin, the batim, are not, there's no Torah Hashem that gets to them. So it says, shen shal tefillin, she or nikmat mi b'chutz, gimel kamotim, you have to pluck it out to make a form of three wrinkles to produce a shin, a dharma l'shin. Ritzua and the Ksheris come in Dallas. Then you make the Ritzua the back of the head of Dallas. If Ritzua the Pufa come in Yud, then you have a Ritzua like a Yud on the Shayad. The Hanu the Shem Shakai. It's Hashem's name Shakai. It's Shin of Dallas and Yud. Kim in the Ois Hashem, Nichta Vikmotim Shaloi. Mutzu Beficha Binan. Omikron Afik. That's called, it was written in the Batim, a Shin. So what says, Elin Ikroch is Besara. It's coming to tell you have to wrap it in from a hair of a behemoth. Tanya lahidur b'yosef. It's sort of lichur igris aparishias b'sar or behemoth tohara. You have to wrap it around. You have to tie it up in the sar or behemoth tohara. Well, the tefer begid behemoth. You have to tie it up with the gid. Or says why? It says b'saron. B'sar mina klav. The sar from the same type of the klav. Clemmer Bishel to her, the behemoth to her. The Ritzua is saying, she may or behemoth to her. They have to be made. The Ritzua have to be from or behemoth to her. Or says, Allah Mashi Messina, we came with the Ritzua's Messina, to her is not me, Allah Mashi Messina. The Sintra Yosef, Lava, Allah Mashi Messina, Clemmer. He wasn't saying Allah Mashi Messina. So he was saying that Melech Hashem, a Yisoid, wasn't the Lacha Masina, but the Ritzuas are Lacha Mashi Masina. The Mor says, yeah, but not that which the Tahara is not a Lacha Mashi Masina. Okay.